Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107, and it is a beautiful day to be at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? I am live at the WCCO radio booth. We are right next to Ye Olde Mill, the RNC Sweet Martha's Cookies, across from Mancini's and Dino's. So y'all get down here, because in less than an hour, we are going to break the internet. We are going to be doing the Walls Wiggle, a new line dance created by my friend Lynn Card and myself. And it is so much fun. My kids have been doing it all morning. We are ready. We had a little tutorial and a little practice going on. And so I just, hold on. You're not leaving those kids, are you? Okay, what, either have Miss Marsha stay with the kids, or because I'm live on the air, so if something happened to the kids, they can't be by themselves. All right, I got to make sure I take care of these babies, because y'all know me. I take these Brundage babies with me wherever I go. And it doesn't matter that I'm doing my show. Number one priority, I'm going to always be mama. So it is 82 degrees, and folks are having fun at the fair, right? Hey, how you doing? Good to see y'all. And I don't know if you're like me, but... I had taken some money out of their account, and I said, listen, this is all the money we're going to spend at the fair for 3 days. Don't ask me for no more money. We spent that in about 2 hours yesterday. That was our first day. So today, we're coming to the fair looking for fun, free stuff to do. There are so many companies and organizations who are out here at the fair that have some amazing and fun booths that you can go to with your kids and have a great time. And so I need to let all you parents know who have already spent up your school clothes money, where to go and what to do, so that you don't have to spend any more money than you have to. So I said, Rachel, come down here and talk to me about what is going on at the Xfinity booth, because Xfinity has a big giant booth at the state fair. It's already lit. I knew it was going down, girl, when I saw Snoop Dogg's picture.
Oh, yeah.
On the booth. So Rachel Johnson with Xfinity is joining us. Hey, girl, how you doing? Is joining us at the WCCO radio booth at the state fair. Now, Rachel, thank you, girl, for coming. You got to tell me what is going on at that Xfinity booth, because there's some parents out there like me who are looking for some free, fun stuff to do.
Well, the Xfinity booth is the place to be.
Okay.
So we have the voice chair.
Oh,
the
no.
Voice chair.
The voice chair. Okay. Okay.
So Chance the Rapper was here yesterday. Blake Shelton's here in the next few days. It's the chair that they sat in.
I love
maybe.
It.
Maybe. But it's a chair.
Okay.
And it's a chair that, like, Gwen Stefani and Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg are all going to sit in with Reba McEntire when the season kicks off this fall.
Okay. Okay. So can we take pictures in the chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Today you can take pictures in the chair. We'll take pictures all the way through Labor Day. For the next couple days, it actually turns around in a circle.
Oh, girl.
How exciting
okay.
is that?
Okay. Okay.
That's free fun. And I checked out your practice line dancing for the Waltz Wiggle. I would say you guys are ready for Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. I love it.
I think you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some of the other free, fun stuff that we can do over at the Xfinity booth here at the State Fair? Because I need to let parents know, because I'm telling you, girl, we have some of us, present company included, mm-hmm. we have run out of money.
Well, we have our giveaways as normal. I brought you one.
Okay, what's the giveaway, girl?
So we have a can koozie and we have a tote bag. You can't walk
around this fair
without a tote bag.
You can't go wrong with a tote bag. Yep. Xfinity tote bag.
So that's pretty exciting.
Okay.
For those who love sports, we'll have the sports broadcasting all day and all night long at the booth. So you can catch your Twins tonight when they're playing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
So that's exciting. And, I mean, we wouldn't be here if we were trying to, like, sell our internet service and mobile. So we have folks on site to help you with your existing account.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up for service or you just have questions in general about any of that, we're here to help you.
Okay. So here's the question, since you brought that up. I've got a new middle schooler. Cameron is going to sixth grade. My heart is beating fast because all her friends who are going to middle school are getting phones.
Yeah.
What are my options? I'm not trying to spend a whole lot of money. I got to put Andrew through college in St. Cloud State. Talk to me about what I can get her. She's a responsible kid. She is really a great helper. I know that I can trust her, but I just got to figure out, I don't know what I need for a middle schooler for a phone.
Well, wasn't it great back in the day when the only thing middle schoolers need were, like, their older siblings' jeans?
Right.
To start school.
Shoes,
we can't do that anymore.
Undershirts.
Yep. I was a hand-me-down kid, so
yeah.
I lived it. If the right cost for a new phone for you is free,
okay,
we can do that.
What? So, okay, girl, wait a minute. You said my favorite word. Yeah. You said free.
Yeah, we always have a nice introductory phone at no charge.
Okay.
You get a credit for it every single month when you sign up for Xfinity Mobile. You have to have our Xfinity Internet to get Xfinity Mobile.
Okay.
But we've got free options. We also have, if you feel like spending a little money, we've got the latest iPhones, the latest Samsung Galaxy phones, the best Google Pixels. So we've got it all, but we always have an introductory phone for folks that don't really want to invest too much, but they'd like to get a great value.
Okay.
On a good phone.
Okay. Can I do that here at the fair? Because she's here. We're going to be doing that Waltz Wiggle line dance at 2 o'clock. I just need to figure out if she and I can go down there today and walk out with the phone, because that keeps me from having to go to the Xfinity store in Woodbury. That's a trip that I don't really have the time to make.
Not this time of year.
No.
You won't walk without a phone today because we can't store them out here. We just don't have enough space. But you could walk out of here with one being shipped to you that you would receive probably on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, because school starts for her on the 3rd, and she wants to go with her phone. They have phone rules, but she's like, Mom, suppose we have a dance or I bike to school and something happens. She just wants to be as independent as her friends, and I want her to be that. I just don't want to pick up an extra bill. So if you're telling me y'all got an introductory phone that's free, is there something I need to ask for, a specific plan when I go in, or just tell them, hey, tell me about that introductory free phone.
Yeah, talk about the introductory phone on us is what we call it.
And okay, I need to know what to say, girl, because I want to
And they'll be able to find your account based on your phone number, because I know you've been a great Xfinity customer.
Uh-huh.
And it'll work out great. She'll be ready for school after Labor Day. She's going to be rocking and rolling, line dancing all of her way into her classes into Cottage Grove. It's going to be great.
Okay, you got to tell me where the Xfinity booth is. Somebody just sent me a text message and said, I'm here. Where's the chair?
The voice chair is in front of Fan Central across from the food building.
Okay.
Just across from the Butterfly House. We're there every single year. We've got a big booth, lots of televisions, lots of music, lots of folks there to help you with those giveaways and the mobile service or any questions you might have about your account.
Rachel, thank you so much for being here on the porch with us here at the Minnesota State Fair.
Always
it is always
here.
So much fun. Okay, so what, I have to ask everybody who's here, what is your favorite fair food?
Well, I got here at 7 and I had a hot dog.
Okay.
But then I had some cheese curds.
Okay.
And then I tried out those new shepherd's pie, walking shepherd's pie.
Yeah, O'Gara's.
Really good.
Okay.
So I would say I've had the trifecta. I'll hit my Pronto Pup on the way out.
Okay. All right. Now, I saw Jason DeRush's review of the new shepherd's pie, walking shepherd's pie that O'Gara's is putting together. And he was a little less complimentary, but I have to say I'm going to go ahead and try that on your recommendation because I love me some shepherd's pie.
Me
and
too.
I have never gone wrong getting food at O'Gara's.
No, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I would say it's a go.
Okay, and plus I'm 52, and I can't be trying real fun stuff at the fair, like exotic foods, like that Korean corn dog that has the hot Cheetos crust. At 52 years old, the way my digestive system is set up, I can't do that and continue working. I will have to leave immediately and go home and be close to the bathroom. So what you're doing is it is safe for my 52-year-old digestive system.
It would be safe for anyone of any age. It is the perfect food. You may want to add a little salt, but it's delicious.
Yeah. That's what he said. A little bit more salt. I actually come with my hot sauce. I'm from Louisiana,
oh, there you
go. I like a little spice. So I think I could dip that shepherd's pie, that walking shepherd's pie, in that hot sauce. I think we'll be good to go.
I think you'll be good.
All right. Love you, girl.
Love
Thank you
too.
For being here. All right,
weekend.
Y'all, stick around. We've got more to come on the Shaletta Show live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:20 and we are live at the Minnesota State Fair. It is a beautiful day to come on out to the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people. How y'all doing? Now, we've got free water courtesy of Livia because we want everyone to stay hydrated. So if you bring your cup or container, you can come on to the WCCO radio booth and get you and your family some water. It is really warm out here today, 82 degrees right now, and today we're going to reach a high of 86. I don't know what the feels like temperature is, but it feels warmer than that. So bring your hat, bring your sunscreen. It is beautiful blue skies, and that sun is beaming down on our heads. So we need to make sure to stay safe and hydrated while we have fun. And I tell you what, you don't want to miss it. At 2:00, we are going to be doing the first ever flash mob at the fair. We'll be line dancing, doing that new walls wiggle that Miss Lynn Card and I created at 2:00. So get on down here to the WCCO radio booth. We're right next to Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar and the RNC across from Mancini's and Dino's. And I tell you what, Miss Lynn has been practicing with folks. We are having a good time learning this dance, and we're going to just have some fun. That's what the state fair is all about. Now, listen, you want to get down here and be a part of history. The first ever flash mob at the fair. Oh, yes, ma'am. It is going down. It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to hear about it. You want to be about it. So I'm horrible with surprises. I am absolutely horrible with surprises. But I have a surprise. I I have a surprise. The surprise is waiting at gate number 9 near the Miracle Birthing Center, okay? Robert Blackmon. I don't know if y'all have heard of Robert Blackmon before. He's a social media influencer from California. He came all the way here to do the Walls Wiggle line dance. Now, let me remind you who Robert Blackmon is. So when Governor Tim Walz was selected by Kamala Harris to be her running mate, everybody was saying Tim Walz. Tim Walz. They were putting a T in his name. And so Robert Blackmon, a social media influencer with billions of downloads on TikTok, he created a way to remember how to say Governor Walz's name. He used Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song, and he said, "From the window to the walls." And so that's how people remember to say his name. And so I called Robert and I said, "You know what? You've got to come out to the Minnesota State Fair. You've got to be on the Shaletta Show. You've got to hop on a plane." So he left Los Angeles, California, and came to the WCCO radio booth. He is here. Marsha Carter, my assistant. Hey, buddy, how y'all doing? Marsha Carter, my assistant. Hey, went to get him, and he is coming to be a part of the show today, to be a part of the line dance. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. Y'all going to line dance with me, too? I can't wait. I can't wait. 2 o'clock. Be here or be square, baby. Oh, yes. It's been so much fun. Okay, so let me tell y'all what my favorite foods are so far at the State Fair. I have had Peachy's Donuts. I got to tell y'all this story. Don't tell my mama. Whatever you do, do not tell this to my mama. So yesterday we got out here to the State Fair 5 minutes before the gates opened up. I snuck in, and I told the people I was Vanita Sarkar. So I got Vanita's parking spot and everything. They let me in. And so I told my kids, we got to take out running because the doors open at 7. And we got to get in line for Peachy's Donuts. Otherwise, the line's going to be 3 blocks long. So I said, let me get in there early, and me and my kids gonna run from the parking lot to the Peaches Donut line, and then that way I could be first in line, or at least close up front, because I didn't want to be 3 blocks away and have to wait 3 or 4 hours to get one of these donuts that everybody's talking about. So my kids and I run to the Peaches Donut line, and I'm thinking the kids are behind me. I'm running like Sha'Carri Richardson. I mean, I take out like we at the Olympics. Like, I'm running for the gold medal. And so I get in line at Peaches, and I'm like number 8. And so I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. I'm number 8 at the Peaches line. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I look back, and my kids are not there. And so I look around the corner, and I don't see my kids. They're nowhere around. I look, and no kids. And so my phone rings, and I answer the phone. It's the missing persons booth at the Minnesota State Fair. My kids tried but could not keep up with me. They say they yelled out to me, but I didn't hear them. I had donut on the brain. And so the lady asked me if I would come to the booth to pick up my kids. Sad to say, I did not want to lose my spot in line at Peach's Donut. So I asked her if she would please bring me my children, because I did not want I didn't want to lose my spot. So the nice lady at the missing children's booth brought me my 3 missing children that I ran off and left so that I could, hey, all right, thank y'all for coming, so that I could get in line and get one of those Peaches Donuts. And when my kids got to me, they were very disappointed in me. I had to give them $20 so they wouldn't tell their grandmother what I had done by leaving them there at Peaches Donut. And so they have each one of them has an extra $20. I'm going to try not to take any calls from my mother over the next 2 or 3 days, because I need them to forget that they got abandoned by their mother for a donut. But I have to say, I would do it all over again. I'm not ashamed. I will leave my children for Peaches Donut. That's how good the donuts are. If you're wondering why people are standing in line for three blocks for their donut, it's the same reason I abandoned my children. They're that damn good. So Peaches Donuts, my recommendation. Also, over at Soul Bowl, they have crab boil wings. That new fair food is absolutely delicious. I'm here to tell you. Oh my God, it is so tasty. It tastes like a crab boil, but it's chicken wings. And they've got the corn and potatoes and sausage in there. It is absolutely delightful. And then you can wash it down with some of that Queen Bee's sweet lemonade. They have the raspberry blueberry lemonade. Absolutely delicious. Now, Holy Land has about three or four things that you would absolutely love over there. You've got to go to Holy Land in their international market, and they have so many great things to eat. Also, a lot of gluten-free options. I've got kids with allergies, so Holy Land is a great place if you have something that you need to eat and you need it to be gluten-free. Now, y'all know I'm from Texas, and I love me some Whataburger. Okay, Whataburger is absolutely my favorite thing to eat down in Texas. And I miss it. I miss Whataburger. And so I was talking to my girlfriend, Dora, and she said, Dara said, Shaletta, go over to Nordic Waffles. They have something called the Wrangler. Hey, girl. And they're using the Whataburger sauce on the Wrangler over at Nordic Waffle. Baby, you should have seen me and these kids running the Nordic Waffle. And sure enough, I got there, and they had the Wrangler. It's a smash burger with cheese and the Whataburger sauce. Y'all, get that up in your life. A waffle with smash burger cheese and that Whataburger sauce? I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I know Jesus was in that burger. I know Jesus when I taste Jesus. Jesus was in that burger. And it was absolutely delicious. Get that Nordic Waffle, the Wrangler, in your life. I'm telling you, you will not go wrong with that. Okay, now listen. We've got so much more to come on the Shaletta Show. Weather is coming up in just a moment. Plus, Robert. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? It's so good to see you. Good to see you. Robert. Hey, girl. How you doing? Robert Blackman all the way from Hollywood, California, if Marsha can find him. And at 2 o'clock, we are going to have the first ever flash mob at the fair. We're going to be doing the Walls Wiggle with Line Dance Lynn. All that fun is coming up on the Shaletta Show. I tell you, it is amazing. 136, 83 degrees, nothing but sun and super duper people here at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? Woohoo! Oh my God. And I tell you, all I could think about was not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Robert E. Blackman, we talked on this radio station by phone a couple of weeks ago because Governor Tim Walz had just been selected as Kamala Harris's running mate. People were saying his name incorrectly, and folks kept calling him Tim Walz. Tim Walz. And people were like, well, how can we figure out how to say this man's name? And there was one person who had a great idea. He took Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song, Get Low, and he said, from the window to the walls. And that's how everybody starts saying his name properly. And we have one person to thank for that. One person to thank for that, Robert E. Blackman. And he went from the phone to real life because he traveled from Canada to get here just to be on this show. And yes, I have to tell you, I feel so special. You got to put the microphone all the way up to
you. Oh, sorry. Eat the mic.
Yes, ma'am. Eat the mic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Like, you know, you just never know how life is. And it's so, so strange because when I created that video, it was, you know, spur of the moment. It was spontaneous. And it was just sort of like on my heart and in my mind. And I literally thought it was like just a throwaway video. And man, was I wrong?
You were very wrong.
You were very wrong.
You single-handedly helped people figure out how to say Tim Walz's name. Now, you got to tell me, how did that idea even come to you? You are a social media content creator. You do so much on TikTok and other social media platforms. Your videos, your memes have been downloaded billions of times.
Billions,
not millions.
With a B. Billions with a B.
Billions with a B.
Yes, ma'am.
So how did that even come to your mind? Oh, I'm going to use Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, From the Window to the Walls.
I think, honestly, as you said, because I am a content creator and a digital media creator, there's always some idea popping in my head, and it just seemed natural. It just really, really seemed natural. And while I cannot confirm this, I really think that video and then your video has something to do with Lil Jon at the DNC.
Okay.
I just say, because people were calling me. People were calling me. They're like, oh, it was you, Robert. Why weren't you there? I was like, listen, all it takes is some inspiration.
Yes.
And I know what we did.
I know what we did.
They know what we did. They should have called us.
They owe us a home phone call
and
a thank you. Because
exactly.
Nobody wasn't thinking about Lil Jon and To the Window, To the Walls until you put that video out there.
Wait, so quick story. So my mom came to visit me from Michigan this week, and so we were watching the convention.
Yeah.
And then when Lil Jon comes down the aisle, she's like, baby, why aren't you down there with Lil Jon?
That's what I'm talking about. Folks be forgetting about the content creators.
Okay.
But that's a seed. You just drop that seed.
Just sprinkle a little bit. It's all right.
Okay, now what are you doing in Canada? You got to tell me how you done left the whole United States of America.
Well, I haven't left all because I keep my foot in each and other.
Okay.
But
Because
I have been in social media and in media for years, you know, I'm a little tired. I want a little place to sit down, you know, sit down a little bit. And it's really nice because, you know, when the fair goes away and your city is a little more quiet,
yeah,
that's kind of how it is where I live. And I like that. I needed a little bit of quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm there on the farm and I'm able to create and think in quiet. And I really, really like it.
Okay, you got to tell people how they can get in touch with you, where they can find you on social media, because I tell you, following you is so great. You keep me shopping. I have to tell you that, because you're a content creator, so there's always some products that you're telling us about,
yes.
Always some items that you're telling us about.
Yes.
You had some shirts on there the other day that I bought for my daddy.
I'm telling you, they're for real.
For real. And so folks are like, okay, so who is this guy? Where can I follow him?
And I also do a lot of home organizational stuff, because we all need a minute to kind of get our stuff together.
Yes.
And it's not about being perfect, but it's about getting things where we feel like we can handle it, you know? And so for me, I do it like Oprah do. If you ever looking for me, just my name, just Google me, Robert E. Blackmon, BlackMon. That's on the Google.
Okay.
That's on the Facebook.
Okay.
That's on the gram. That's on the ticking tock. That is on the tube of the U. Anywhere there is, I am there.
Okay. And now you talk about home organization, especially closet organization. I've been watching you do some of that, because it's that time of year for us in Minnesota.
Yes.
We're getting ready to change seasons. It happens in the blink of an eye that
yes.
One day you have all summer clothes and it's warm, and the next day it's 60 degrees and you don't know where the jacket is. Talk
right.
to me about some of the videos that you have out there that are going to help us.
So I'll tell you this very quickly. Excuse me. Coincidentally, next week, the new book drops.
What?
There's a new book. I'm doing an e-book first, and then I'm going to put it in paper, but people will be easily able to find it. So before I tell you about the video, I'm going to give people a hint.
Okay.
Twice a year.
Okay.
In March and in September, which we're about to hit,
right.
are the two times that you get yourself together. That's 6 months apart. So even if you don't get all of your wardrobe or your closet flipped over in March, if you start the little pieces, you will be able to extract your winter clothing and bring out your summer clothing.
Oh.
And then in September, in the reverse. So in September, when the kiddies are going back to school,
yes.
put away the shorts,
yeah.
put away the bathing suits and all
yes.
that, and then pull the sweaters to the front of the closet. Pull the jackets to the front of the closet.
Okay.
You know, pull out, as my mom will say, pull them long handles out. Pull those
yes.
long johns out to the front of the closet. So those two times a year are the best. And if you go on TikTok and if you look at any of my videos that say purge,
Okay.
Or organize.
Okay.
I will get you together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. I love that because I have kids who I thought that I could leave all the clothes in there, and you cannot.
No, ma'am.
Because what happens is they'll take those summer clothes and try to wear them in winter. So I have to literally get those summer clothes out of reach, out of sight, because otherwise they would try to put them on.
They will. And here is a really, really budget-friendly, because I'm cheap.
Okay.
Here is a budget-friendly. Go to your local whatever $1.25 because ain't nothing a dollar no more.
No, no.
But go to your local dollar, you know, store and get a huge clear tub. A huge clear tub. Put those things in them and put them under the bed. Slide them right under the bed.
Yeah.
Because there's always an extra sock, a toy they didn't miss, a something that's in the bed. Use that real estate, because I always say those void spaces are precious real estate. So use them efficiently.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime or in the summertime when you're flipping over in March, put the winter boots in there. Put the snow suits in there. Put all that. So you're always using that space efficiently.
Okay. That is so good. I needed to hear that because I bought racks. And so now I can't get in my utility room.
Yeah, but you're going to ruin it.
Because after 4 years, I've got four kids.
Right.
And there's clothes everywhere.
Right.
And I'm out of hangers. So I have to buy hangers. I have to buy more racks.
Racks are cute for display in a store. Or where I'm showing you a video. Racks are not, it's not that racks aren't practical, but racks aren't practical because they take up a lot of room.
A lot. I cannot get to my utility room.
Right. Yeah. You know, you need to just get 10 bins.
And put them under the bed.
And put them under the bed. Or
ain't nothing under the bed but dust bunnies.
That's what I'm saying. Precious real estate that is being not utilized. So any of those places under the bed, if you have like a futon or a hideaway that has space under it.
Yeah.
So any place that.
I tell you, it is amazing. 136, 83 degrees, nothing but sun and super duper people here at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? Woohoo! Oh, my God. And I tell you, all I could think about was not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Robert E. Blackman, we talked on this radio station by phone a couple of weeks ago because Governor Tim Walz had just been selected as Kamala Harris's running mate. People were saying his name incorrectly, and folks kept calling him Tim Walz. Tim Walz. And people were like, well, how can we figure out how to say this man's name? And there was one person who had a great idea. He took Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song, Get Low, and he said, from the window to the walls. And that's how everybody starts saying his name properly. And we have one person to thank for that. One person to thank for that, Robert E. Blackman. And he went from the phone to real life because he traveled from Canada to get here just to be on this show. And
yes,
I have to tell you, I feel so special. You got to put the microphone all the way up to
sorry.
Your mouth.
Eat the mic. Eat the mic.
Eat the mic.
Yes,
eat
ma'am.
The mic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Like, you know, you just never know how life is. And it's so strange because when I created that video, it was, you know, spur of the moment. It was spontaneous. And it was just sort of like on my heart and in my mind. And I literally thought it was like just a throwaway video. And man, was I wrong?
You were very wrong.
You were very wrong.
You single-handedly helped people figure out how to say Tim Walz's name. Now, you got to tell me, how did that idea even come to you? You are a social media content creator. You do so much on TikTok and other social media platforms. Your videos, your memes have been downloaded billions of times.
Billions.
Not millions.
Billions with a B.
Yes,
ma'am.
So how did that even come to your mind? Oh, I'm going to use Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, from the window to the walls.
I think, honestly, as you said, because I am a content creator and a digital media creator, there's always some idea popping in my head. And it just seemed natural. It just really, really seemed natural. And while I cannot confirm this, I really think that video and then your video has something to do with Lil Jon at the DNC.
Okay.
I just say, because people were calling me. They're like, oh, it was you, Robert. Why weren't you there? I was like, listen, All it takes is some inspiration.
Yes.
And I know what we did.
I know what we did.
They know what we did. They should have called us.
They owe us a whole phone call and a thank you. Because
exactly.
Nobody wasn't thinking about Lil Jon and to the window, to the walls until you put that video out there.
Wait, so quick story. So my mom came to visit me from Michigan this week. And so we were watching the convention.
Yeah.
And then when Lil Jon comes down the aisle, she's like, baby, why aren't you down there with Lil Jon?
That's what I'm talking about. Folks be forgetting about the content creators.
Okay.
That's a seed. You just drop that seed, sprinkle me, mind.
It's all right.
Okay, now what are you doing in Canada? You got to tell me how you done left the whole United States of America.
Well, I haven't left all because I keep my foot in each and other.
Okay.
But
okay.
Because I have been in social media and in media for years, you know, I'm a little tired. I want a little place to sit down, you know, sit down a little bit. And it's really nice because, you know, when the fair goes away and your city is a little more quiet,
yeah,
that's kind of how it is where I live. And okay. I like that. I needed a little bit of quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm there on the farm and I'm able to create and think in quiet. And I really, really like it.
Okay, you got to tell people how they can get in touch with you, where they can find you on social media, because I tell you, following you is so great. You keep me shopping. I have to tell you that because you are a content creator, so there's always some products that you're telling us about,
yes.
Always some items that you're telling us about.
Yes.
You had some shirts on there the other day that I bought for my daddy.
I'm telling you, they're for real.
For real. And so folks are like, okay, so who is this guy? Where can I follow him?
And I also do a lot of home organizational stuff because we all need a minute to kind of get our stuff together.
Yes.
And it's not about being perfect, but it's about getting things where we feel like we can handle it, you know? And so for me, I do it like Oprah do. If you ever looking for me, just my name, just Google me, Robert E. Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
O-N.
That's on the Google.
Okay.
That's on the Facebook.
Okay.
That's on the Gram. That's
okay.
On the Ticking Talk. That is on the Tube of the U. Anywhere there is, I am there.
Okay. And now you talk about home organization, especially closet organization. I've been watching you do some of that because it's that time of year for us in Minnesota.
Yes.
We're getting ready to change seasons. It happens in the blink of an eye that
yes.
One day you have all summer clothes and it's warm, and the next day it's 60 degrees and you don't know where the jacket is. Talk
right.
to me about some of the videos that you have out there that are going to help us.
So I'll tell you this very quickly. Excuse me. Coincidentally, next week, the new book drops.
What?
There's a new book. I'm doing an e-book first, and then I'm going to put it in paper, but people will be easily able to find it. So before I tell you about the video, I'm going to give people a hint.
Okay.
Twice a year.
Okay.
In March and in September, which
okay.
we're about to hit,
right.
are the two times that you get yourself together. That's 6 months apart. So even if you don't get all of your wardrobe or your closet flipped over in March, if you start the little pieces, you will be able to extract your winter clothing and bring out your summer clothing.
Oh.
And then in September, in the reverse. So in September, when the kiddies are going back to school,
yes.
put away the shorts,
yeah.
put away the bathing suits and all
yes.
that, and then pull the sweaters to the front of the closet. Pull the jackets to the front of the closet.
Okay.
You know, pull out, as my mom will say, pull them long handles out. Pull those
yes.
long johns out to the front of the closet. So those two times a year are the best. And if you go on TikTok and if you look at any of my videos that say purge,
okay.
or organize,
okay.
I will get you together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. I love that because I have kids who I thought that I could leave all the clothes in there, and you cannot.
No, ma'am.
Because what happens is they'll take those summer clothes and try to wear them in winter. So I have to literally get those summer clothes out of reach, out of sight, because otherwise they would try to put them on.
They will. And here is a really, really budget-friendly, because I'm cheap.
Okay.
Here is a budget-friendly. Go to your local whatever $1.25 because ain't nothing a dollar no more.
No, no.
But go to your local dollar, you know, store and get a huge clear tub. A huge clear
okay.
tub. Put those things in them and put them under the bed. Slide them right under the bed.
Yeah.
Because there's always an extra sock, a toy they didn't miss, a something that's in the bed. Use that real estate, because I always say those void spaces are precious real estate. So use them efficiently.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime or in the summertime when you're flipping over in March, put the winter boots in there, put the snow suits in there, put all that. So you're always using that space efficiently.
Okay, that is so good. I needed to hear that, because I bought racks. And so now I can't get in my utility room.
Yeah, but you got a room.
Because after 4 years, I've got four kids,
right,
and there's clothes everywhere.
Right.
And I'm out of hangers, so I have to buy hangers. I have to buy more racks.
Racks are cute for display in a store. Or where I'm showing you a video. Racks are not, it's not that racks aren't practical, but racks aren't practical because they take up a lot of room.
A lot. I cannot get to my utility room.
Right. Yeah. You know, you need to just get 10 bins.
And put them under the bed.
And put them under the bed. Or
ain't nothing under the bed, but dust bunnies.
That's what I'm saying. Precious real estate that is being not utilized. So any of those places under the bed, if you have like a futon or a hideaway that has space under it.
Yeah.
So any place that dust bunnies are living rent free, use that space behind in the back of the closet or behind couches and things.
OK.
Precious real estate. Use it.
All right. OK, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, more with Mr. Robert E. Blackman on the Shaletta Show, live from the Minnesota State Fair. It is 1:51. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, Minnesota State Fair people. It's WCCO Radio. It's a Shaletta Show. And I have a special guest who needs to pick up his microphone, because he's talking.
Yes, ma'am.
He's talking like y'all can hear him without the microphone. Robert E. Blackman, all the way from Canada, came here today to do the Walls Wiggle with us at 2 o'clock. We've got line dancers from Chicago lined up and ready to go. So get down here to the WCCO radio booth. We're next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, right next to the RNC, across the street from Mancini's and Dino's, very near the giant great slide. So y'all get over here. Let's get to dancing. Bring your boots. Baby, we're about to have a whole lot of fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Oh, my God. So I'm so glad that you are here. New friends are just the best.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Are just the best.
And immediately, too. So if I could tell the story very quickly.
Tell the story.
So I create this video, To the Window, To the Walls. Didn't think anything of it, you know, because we create videos like every day.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just another video. So I get a message, an email message from my manager that someone wants to contact me. And so we get messages all the time for people who want to contact me. Most of them are not legit. Right? And so when we got your message, and I was like, oh, I definitely need to talk to her.
I'm so glad you did.
I need to talk to her.
You didn't just talk to me. You got on a plane, left Canada, and came to the Minnesota State Fair.
Now, 4:30 this morning, I got it for you.
4:30 this morning. Now, you got to tell me, is this your first time in the great state of Minnesota?
I am embarrassed to say I am from Michigan, and I have never set foot.
Take his microphone.
In Minnesota. Please don't.
How you going to be that
please
close
don't.
And you've never came here?
I don't know.
Cheese curds here. We got Sweet Martha's Cookies here.
Y'all got everything dipped and fried, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
I hope you brought your comfortable clothes, because you are going to need the expansion.
The State Fair
is our guilty pleasure. We look forward to it. My kids actually strategize. Like, they wake up with a list of where they're going to go and what they're going to eat, and we stick to the script.
And you have to. So growing up in Michigan, we had a Michigan State Fair forever, and like, I have so many memories right now. When I came on the fairgrounds, I was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm it smells like home. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing like the fair.
It's a Midwest thing.
It is a Midwest
and
thing.
I'm from Texas, and I tell you, the Midwest knows how to fair. You know, that's
unapologetically.
There's not a football game going on. There's not a big Beyonce's not here. These are just people who want to come and get together and eat and have a good time.
And
I'm here for it.
And here, you are not going to find the word diet.
No.
Gluten-free.
No.
Fat-free.
No. We're going to eat everything we're not supposed to
everything.
Eat.
Everything.
My stomach was tore up last night. I rolled over. I was like, I cannot sleep on my side. I have to sleep on my back and let this stuff work down my digestive system. Because at 52 years old, I cannot eat Korean corn dogs and ices and popcorn, a blooming onion, and a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies, and expect to have a good night's sleep.
But we're gonna remedy that today. We're gonna wiggle walls it out.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna walls wiggle it out.
And Line Dance Lynn is gonna be here to teach us. She is here. Hi, Lynn. Say hi to the people. You talk about another great new friend. I did Lynn the same way I did you.
Wait, you did her worse than me.
I did.
You did her worse than me.
She had to come up with a line dance. See, I just called you and asked you to get on the plane. She had homework.
and she did the assignment. She knew the assignment.
She did the assignment. And you have memorized the line dance. You have posted about it on your
social
media.
And in fact, I have to post a friend of mine who I grew up with who lives in Las Vegas. She saw the video.
Yeah.
She happened to be here in Minnesota a couple of days ago on business. I sent her the video and then she learned the dance.
Yes.
And sent me her version of the dance. So I'm going to have to post that as well.
You have to. Because it's all about having fun.
It is.
It's all about creating new ways to have fun with these new friendships as a content creator. I want to make sure people know where they can find you, because you are bringing so much life and energy, information, and fun to so many people. I have enjoyed absolutely. Hey, girl, how y'all doing? I have enjoyed our time together as friends these past couple of weeks. So let folks know where they can reach you, find you.
Yes. So on all social medias, you can find me at my name, Robert E. Blackmon. That's B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N. You can find me at .com, .ca. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere.
Everywhere
I'm there. And if you want to laugh, check out my content. If you want to learn something new about home organization or how to just enjoy your best life where you are, not somebody else.
Yeah.
Seek me out.
And I tell you, it tells you a lot about who this man is that he will hop on a plane, leave Canada, and come to Minnesota without knowing me, just so he can hang out and we can do this walls wiggle line dance together. I tell you, if that don't tell you enough about him, I don't know what does.
It's a Midwest thing.
It's a Midwest thing. Now, 2 minutes. 2.5 minutes, Line Dance Lynn is going to lead us in the Walls Wiggle Line Dance. It's the first ever flash mob at the fair. If you are here, come on down. You don't want to miss it. It is 1:51. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, Minnesota State Fair people! It's WCCO Radio. It's a Shaletta Show, and I have a special guest who needs to pick up his microphone because he's talking.
Yes, ma'am.
He's talking like y'all can hear him without
sorry.
The microphone. Robert E. Blackmon, all the way from Canada, came here today to do the Walls Wiggle with us at 2 o'clock. We've got line dancers from Chicago lined up and ready to go. So get down here to the WCCO radio booth. We're next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, right next to the RNC, across the street from Mancini's and Dino's, very near the giant great slide. So y'all get over here. Let's get to dancing. Bring your boots. Baby, we're about to have a whole lot of fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Oh, my God. So I'm so glad that you are here. New friends are just the best.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Are just the best.
And immediately, too. So if I can tell the story very quickly.
Tell the story.
So I create this video, To the Window, To the Walls. Didn't think anything of it, you know, because we create videos like every day.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just another video. So I get a message, an email message from my manager that someone wants to contact me. And so we get messages all the time for people who want to contact me. Most of them are not legit, right? And so when we got your message and I was like, oh, I definitely need to talk to her.
I'm so glad you did.
I need to talk to her.
You didn't just talk to me. You got on a plane, left Canada, and
I
came
did.
To the Minnesota State Fair.
Now, is 4:30 this morning, I got it for you.
4:30 this morning. Now, you got to tell me, is this your first time in the great state of Minnesota?
I am embarrassed to say I am from Michigan, and I have never set foot.
Take his microphone.
In Minnesota. Take please his don't. Microphone. Please don't. Please don't.
How you going to be that
please
close
don't.
And you've never came here?
I don't know.
Cheese curds here. We got Sweet Martha's cookies here.
Y'all got everything dipped and fried, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
I hope you brought your comfortable clothes because you are going to need the expansion.
The State Fair
is our guilty pleasure. We look forward to it. My kids actually strategize. Like, they wake up with a list of where they're going to go and what they're going to eat, and we stick to the script.
And you have to. So growing up in Michigan, we had a Michigan State Fair forever, and like, I have so many memories right now. When I came on the fairgrounds, I was like, I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm it smells like home. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing like the fair.
It's a Midwest thing.
It is a Midwest
and
thing.
I'm from Texas, and I tell you, the Midwest knows how to fair. You know, there's
unapologetically.
There's not a football game going on. There's not a big Beyonce's not here. These are just people who want to come and get together and eat and have a good time.
And
I'm here for it.
And here, you are not going to find the word diet.
No.
Gluten-free.
No.
Fat-free.
No. We're going to eat everything we're not supposed to
eat.
My stomach was tore up last night. I rolled over. I was like, I cannot sleep on my side. I have to sleep on my back and let this stuff work down my digestive system. Because at 52 years old, I cannot eat Korean corn dogs and ices and popcorn, a blooming onion, and a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies, and expect to have a good night's sleep.
But we're gonna remedy that today. We're gonna wiggle walls it out.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna walls wiggle it out.
And Line Dance Lynn is gonna be here to teach us. She is here. Hi, Lynn. Say hi to the people. You talk about another great new friend. I did Lynn the same way I did you.
Wait, you did her worse than me.
I did.
You did her worse than me.
Because she had to come up with a line dance. See, I just called you and asked you to get on the plane. She had homework.
And she did the assignment. She knew the assignment.
She did the assignment. And you have memorized the line dance. You have posted about it on your
social
media. I have several
times. And in fact, I have to post a friend of mine who I grew up with who lives in Las Vegas. She saw the video.
Yeah.
She happened to be here in Minnesota a couple of days ago on business. I sent her the video, and then she learned the dance.
Yes.
And sent me her version of the dance. So I'm going to have to post that as well.
You have to. Because it's all about having fun.
It is.
It's all about creating new ways to have fun with these new friendships as a content creator. I want to make sure people know where they can find you, because you are bringing so much life and energy, information, and fun to so many people. I have enjoyed absolutely. Hey, girl, how y'all doing? I have enjoyed our time together as friends these past couple of weeks. So let folks know where they can reach you, find you.
Yes. So on all social medias, you can find me at my name, Robert E. Blackmon. That's B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N. You can find me at .com/.ca. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere.
Everywhere
I'm there. And if you want to laugh, check out my content. If you want to learn something new about home organization or how to just enjoy your best life where you are, not somebody else.
Yeah.
Seek me out.
And I tell you, it tells you a lot about who this man is, that he will hop on a plane, leave Canada, and come to Minnesota without knowing me, just so he can hang out and we can do this walls wiggle line dance together. I tell you, if that don't tell you enough about him, I don't know what does.
It's a Midwest thing.
It's a Midwest thing. Now, 2 minutes. 2.5 minutes, Line Dance Lynn is going to lead us in the Walls Wiggle Line Dance. It's the first ever flash mob at the fair. If you are here, come on down. You don't want to miss it.